Manchester. Let's not get back into that one. Things aren't going well at the moment, let's just leave that one alone. But anyway, I was when the bit of Wales that I was brought up was this little fishing village. And well, you can clap if you want, but it's just a fishing village. Yeah, I would like it if you clap. It was called Solva. If only everything was so easy. That's my doctor. I left this place a long time ago. It's a beautiful place. But the heartland of Wales is the industrial part where obviously all the coal that fired the industrial revolution came from. And as happened in a lot of places, working places, I guess across the globe, as the 20th century rolled on, Jesus, you know, this is kind of expensive digging the coal here, let's dig it somewhere else or whatever. And all these people just got stiffed, you know. And all the valleys, it's like a sort of dead-end world. And occasionally my school would go and play a rugby match or something against this, some place out there, and you'd just see another world. I got approached to do a film soundtrack, and it was set in exactly this, like, because the terraced houses, because it's all just families like this. And you just get long, the town's just one street with houses on either side, sort of thing. And it was set in a place like that, and the story moved me. It was about this young girl who had sort of no prospects and a young kid, and right up my alley, really depressing. I'll do it! This is gonna be a hit, right? Yeah. Everyone wants more of this stuff. So anyway, I wrote a string of songs for the film. This one I wrote, but it wasn't used in the film. I think it's a kind of film tradition. They just ask you to write a load of songs and then don't use them.